your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. This is Heidi with The Gathering.
And this is Stephanie. Welcome in to another week on the Para-X Network.
Yes, welcome. We are excited to be back. And, it looks like a couple of people are saying, where'd the sound go? Well, I've always heard to refresh.
Refresh.
just in case. Refresh.
Here, well, I'll type that in. Refresh.
Yeah, I guess if they can't hear us, they can't refresh.
Yeah.
So, we're excited to be back here tonight, and we're in the Heidi household for our show tonight. We got kicked out of the Ayers studio.
Because Jerry's on another radio show on another network, channel. It's crazy. It's crazy. He's with Joel Sturgis on iHeartRadio.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, so we didn't want to compete for air.
No. Might have been a little crazy. We would have heard everybody on our show then.
Everybody's going and animals are probably barking.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They were only quiet when we did the show about animal spirits.
I know, right?
Last week, right? They
were all
quiet.
All the shows and they're at least a bark or a cat, meow or something. Our animal show, nothing.
Nothing. Like, they were listening in.
They must have been interested. They're like, ooh, they're talking about us. Be quiet.
Yeah. We got to hear what they're going to say.
So, yeah, it was very funny. So now we're at my house tonight, and I do have the cutest animal on the planet on my lap, my little dog.
Yes.
So
is
that kind of fun?
He is adorable, for sure. Oh, my goodness. Man. Yes.
So we've had a whole bunch of stuff happen coming up. So,
I feel like my head is so full, so I apologize in advance if I'm a little bubble-headed bleach blonde tonight, because I just can't stay on point for the last few days. But we're going to try.
We are going to try.
We just have a lot. So you had some fun stuff happening this weekend, Heidi.
I did. I wanted to talk about that, and I just got the audios clip today, so I didn't send them to Sarge. You're welcome, Sarge. Last minute to play for the show, but I do want to play them at some point in a show down the road because they're kind of fun to listen to.
Yeah.
We had an investigation at the Bakken Museum this weekend, another investigation. It's a presentation and slash investigation. And boy, that place just keeps, I think it's getting more active as places
because you're
do.
There, you're stirring things up.
Yeah. And we keep coming back.
Yeah.
And
when's the next one?
March 24th, I believe, is the next one. And it just, and you know, too, from historically active locations, the more you go, the more active it seems to get.
Yes.
And active it stays, I should say.
Yeah.
So we were at the Bakken again, and we've been working with them since last July. And I think, you know, the last two events that we've had there, last month and this month, I am pleasantly surprised at how active it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there on Saturday night, and I wanted to share some of the audios that we had because I just, I found them this morning, and I was, you know, I'd listened to them the other day, and I was finally able to clip them out this morning. We had asked one of the, when we were sitting in our session, I had asked if there was anybody that needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the room, the group that I was with, there was about 10 of us, we all heard a voice after I asked that question. And it sounded like saying a couple of things and we weren't sure. So when I listened to it, I heard two different voices say no.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking, is anybody that needs help? Because I always want to make sure.
Yes.
You know, we're not just going in there to
you know, rile them up and stir them up and then leave. You know, if there's anybody we can help, we certainly want to do that. And it on the voice recorder, I thought it was no and then no. And another investigator, Amy, was listening. She goes, I think it's two voices.
Mm.
She goes, I think it's two different people that said no.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good.
Yes.
You know, if they don't need help, they're just, you know, and I
just
wonder
hanging
if they're
out
just
and
wandering into chat or anyway. And then I heard another part of the investigation audio, I like to do shave and a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it almost every investigation, anytime we think about it, because it's almost like spirits just can't help it.
Yes.
And actually, one investigation I was doing, I don't know where, it was a class or something, and I did it, and a person answered in my class. I'm like, no. See, that's how it's so
compelling.
Yeah,
because everybody just does,
Someone does it. I'm like, we want the spirits to finish it. So we did this at the Bakken, and I know Tim had done it in his room, and I was doing it in my room. And on both of the audios, both teams heard knocks. We heard them with our ears.
Mm-hmm.
But what was really funny, so Tim's was knocking like as if someone's in the other room knocking on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a muffled knock from the other room. And mine was like this funny clicking noise.
I heard it. So yeah, it is.
Right?
It was like, I can't describe it.
It was a weird
But tell
noise.
Them what it sounded like to you and what you thought it was.
Well, I thought it was a chair clicking.
Yeah.
When I heard the click, I looked to my right, which is where the sound was coming in from, and I said, was that someone's chair clicking?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like a click and then a click.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, was that someone's chair? And there was a gentleman holding one of these ghost meters that have a dial. And I don't know what the official name of this thing is. But it has a dial that goes up into the red. And when it gets into the red, it starts lighting up and making noise and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and that his only, we had a couple in the room, but his only had been going off all night in response to different things that were happening. And he said, it was my meter. Again. And I went, your meter? I'm like, what do you mean your meter? Because his meter beeps and that's it.
Yeah.
And lights up. And he said it clicked twice.
Yeah, like,
and,
whew, whew. That's
and it
what
was
it
the,
like.
The dial slamming all the way up to max. So it hit the inside of the meter and made a click noise. And it did it twice in a row.
That's just bizarre.
Loud enough
that's
that we could
bizarre.
Hear it across the room.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And we caught it on audio.
Yeah. It is really cool.
So it was really neat. And it was crystal clear.
Yes. Oh, yes. Here. Absolutely.
So,
So that was fun. So we'll have to play those at a future date.
Yes, we will. We won't bombard Sarge with last-minute requests.
Yeah.
Of
poor guy. He always has to, you know, help us so much anyway.
I know. We've been better.
Oh, yeah. We have been better,
I thought they would be fun, and maybe we'll do that as one of our shows, is just play some evidence from different investigations and stuff. Because
we should.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of our audios and things like that. So we've got tons.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was really fun this weekend. And, you know, it's so nice to go somewhere and have a place that spirits are saying, hey, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
We don't mind hanging out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And pitching in and talking and playing and having fun. So anyway, that was fun.
Yeah. I love it.
And I know we've got some more evidence and audios and all this stuff out there. So we'll keep going through it. But so
we'll
far,
it out.
Good stuff.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And we have another event coming up.
We do.
This weekend.
We do. Yes.
Well,
Squatchers, our Bigfoot, our Sasquatch team, will be up in northern Minnesota. And on Saturday, we're having a Squatch chat at the Big Winnie Bar in Bena, Minnesota. And it's going to be just very fun. Because as you know, Heidi, the minute you walk in there, people start in with the Bigfoot stories.
That
so,
is nuts. They do.
You know, and I just laugh because people say, what do you say? Well, I said, you know, really, it's for us to hear the stories. I mean, if they want to hear some of ours, we'll tell some of ours and how we got started and everything. But really, it's really storytelling time. We should just call it the Squatch Chat storytelling time.
Right.
You know, because it'll be fun. And we've been featured, you know, we have the word out there. We've been written up in all the local papers saying we're going to be there. So hopefully the place will be packed.
Yes.
You know. But we're also going squatching. So we're going squatching on Saturday and part of the day on Sunday. So I'm hoping we find some stuff.
Yes.
And I have one of the Bigfoot researchers up there, I think probably might come to the Squatch Chat, which I'm excited to see him.
Absolutely.
Actually, there are two of them. So I'm hoping both of them come. So we'll get to talk to them and, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be a fun weekend anyway.
It is.
Just to go, and I'm sorry it's I can't go.
I know, I'm bummed too. Well, next time we'll make sure that it's a weekend that you can come.
Yes.
You know, for sure. So the next Squatch Chat weekend, you will be there for sure. We just kind of jumped on this weekend because it's President's Day weekend and I have Monday off. So it's always good to have an extra day before I have to go back into the office.
Yes.
But three of us are going up on Friday morning because we're going to stop in Reamer and we're going to plaster the place with posters and stuff. And I'm hoping we can talk to some people up there. And then we'll just kind of put posters around all the way up to Bena. You know, we'll go in Boy River and, you know, put some up in Bemidji and, you know, it'll be fun. But we're staying with Gina in Bagley, and we're going to have a girls' night out on Friday night, so that'll be really fun too. We're going to have dinner and go out and be crazy girls.
Girls' night.
No Sasquatch, just
no
fun.
No Sasquatch.
Unless
Sasquatch wants to go out.
That's right. You never know. But so that's happening this weekend. So the Squatchers are busy, and it's going to be really fun. And I'm hopeful we find something cool out in the woods, because we're going to go back to a place we were last spring, because Gina lives really close to there. And I know Kimmy's looking for that big tree that was upside down. I forgot about that. We talked about that last night on Mike's show. So I said, well, we'll find it. I don't remember exactly where it is, but we'll figure it out. So that is awesome. And I just have to plug something. So there is a Bigfoot documentary coming out tomorrow called Cultured Bigfoot. Go to Facebook, people, and look it up, Cultured Bigfoot. It is by Bilko Productions, and it is a documentary not about the elusive Sasquatch, but about the much easier to find Squatcher. And guess what? Yes. Kim and I are in it. We were interviewed last fall. When we were at CryptidCon. So it's really exciting. I can't wait to see it. And we've been invited to go to the big screening, the premiere screening, which is going to be in Virginia on March 17th, actually. So we are going, and it'll be fun. Heidi, I hope you can come too, maybe.
I will look into it.
It would be awesome, because then we thought we would stop at Waverly Hills, you know, and, you know, just have a look around the old sanatorium when we're there.
You know, just a casual pop in to just Waverly Hills.
Hey, guys, we're here. We just want to come in. We want to show Kimmy the place because she's never been there before.
Oh, yeah. You got to go.
Yeah. I think we can only fit in a tour, but that's okay because Kim has to see it because it's a crazy place. But, there's a lot happening with Squatchers right now, and Kimmy and I are going to be on Beyond Reality Radio tomorrow night too, representing Squatchers. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun too. That's like national play. They're on WCCO radio right here in Minneapolis, actually.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Cool. How about that? Awesome. So that's what's going on. A lot, kind of, actually. No wonder I'm a little bit crazy.
It is. But it's good. It's funny because with how busy it is, you'd think it was fall.
Yeah.
It's not.
But it's not.
No. I'm nervous for fall if this is the pace we're going.
Well, because we kind of had a lull. Like at SIM, we've kind of had a lull like at the beginning of the year. And now things are heating up again. Now all of a sudden the calls are coming out the wall. How about you? Are you kind of experiencing that too?
We didn't have the lull.
You never had the lull?
No.
We kind of had a lull.
Okay. Well, then you got a break.
We got a break. And now when we're gone this weekend, Jerry has he and the guys are going out to a small town in western Minnesota. For like an investigation, and then they've got a walkthrough on Sunday, and I think there's something else going on Monday maybe too. I mean, Sim is really kind of crazy right now too. So yeah, it's kind of crazy all over the place.
It is. There's a lot going on, and but that's what keeps it fun. That's what
it does. Keeps us busy, crazy, with our heads full. But anyway, so tonight we're going to talk about souls, because a few weeks ago on Heidi's birthday, we were talking about past life regressions and past lives. And one of the things that we talked about was the different kinds of souls. And we specifically noted that that would be a really fun thing to talk about. So tonight's the night.
Yes. So, you know, one of the things that I was, it just so happens that I was watching season 10 of Ancient Aliens. And so it's interesting that we're talking about souls tonight because I have just watched a couple of episodes. I have not seen the whole season. And but they're going a different direction. I don't, I'm guessing a few folks listening have watched that TV show. Have you seen it? You've seen it, Steph.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it for a while, but yeah, a long time ago.
Well, I hate to say, because it started to get repetitive.
Yeah. You know, I know. You're right. You're right. That's why.
Yeah. Because there's only so many times you can talk about the pyramids or the whatever, the different, you know, landmarks.
They were always talking about that, right? That every week they were on, they were talking about those landmarks and how amazing they were.
Well, and how it might have had alien influence, which I totally get, and I think it's cool, but there's only so many times. Well, this is the season 10, and I don't watch it on TV, so I don't know if this is the current season, but I started watching season 10.
Yeah.
Tim has the CDs. And so he's like, you got to see this. And so I started watching. We watched some of the shows, and I'm like, oh, this is different. They've switched it up.
That's good.
It is good, because it's interesting as heck now.
Well, good. Well, that's good to know.
It kind of ties in with, they started talking about Akashic Records.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Oh. And talking about our souls being influenced and, you know, why are we here? Where do we go? Yeah. And how, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Okay, so I'm going to have to pick this up now. I'm going to have to try to watch it.
Or find it on Netflix or something. Mm-hmm. Because they're really talking about alien connections, but in a different way. They're almost talking, like, yeah, they go past, and then but they're going into future, and they're going into multi-dimensions. They're going into universe, consciousness, you know. And I'm like, I'm in. I'm back in, guys.
Yeah, because this is aliens. Cool. This is cool.
It's interesting talking about souls, because when we were talking about past lives, you know, we're talking about these souls and reincarnation and coming back, and you know, what are we here to learn, and you know, what could we possibly bring in with us from a past life?
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so I love talking about this, and I mean, we could probably talk about this for 100 shows. But it's just an interesting, you know, how many different kinds of, I guess, beings there are, different kinds of, you know, there's the human soul, and I guess that's where we're probably, I guess.
Well, I think when we started talking about it, it was because we were talking about, could we come back as an animal? And you said, no, because the souls are different. And I said, what? And you said, yeah, because there's different souls. Mm-hmm. And then I said, oh, maybe we need to talk about this further. So. Yeah,
and that it is true. And I know that I am going to get argued 100 ways from Sunday that this is not how it is, that yes, you can come back as an animal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going by the work I've done with my spirit guides. I work with the spirit guide, actually, Tim and I know I've mentioned this on the show. Tim and I work with a spirit guide. He works with both of us. And he's kind of like our mentor slash partner slash boss, you know, however, I mean, he's like all those things. And I would trust him with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked him about this multiple times. Mm-hmm. And he's adamant. He's like, no, you can't come in as an animal next time. Animals don't come back as us.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's different. You just don't. They're already where they need to be, these animals. They're teachers. They bring energy for us. They're our helpers.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't rotate through their
it's almost like a separation of some kind.
Yeah. So just like we don't come back as elementals. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't come back as Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, we don't. Mm-hmm. We're on a different path. We're working towards something different. And I'm getting
maybe your spirit guide is mistaken
on our chat room. Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. I'm totally open to other viewpoints. I get it. I know that, like I said, people are going to argue it and have their own viewpoint. That's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm.
It's human nature
to
argue for what you believe in. You know what I mean?
I would say stand for what you believe in.
Stand for what you believe in. Exactly. Yeah.
But, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because I can appreciate, I mean, you and I think differently on some things.
Yes.
And I totally, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's totally cool.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So Karen in the chat room is saying that she's reading a book about star people and the different types of aliens. I'm wondering about their souls. Some think they are part machine.
Hmm.
I guess I hadn't thought about being machine. Like, I'd be interested in what you mean by machine. I guess that's kind of a big topic.
You know, like a Borg from Star Trek or something? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah. You know,
machine. Or like Data was a machine.
Like, are they programmed and they don't have their own consciousness? Or I guess I'm...
Yeah.
It's interesting to think about.
It is. It is. That is interesting. But...
Yeah. So, but I... anyway, I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate Bree's.
Yeah. Everybody's standing for what they believe in.
Absolutely.
What they think. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we do. We gather at this table to talk about ideas and what everybody thinks. And you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So good.
And there's, you know, I know that there's many cultures out there that do believe that you come back or you can come back as an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. It's like, that's great for them. And then mine is over here. And they can be there and I can be here and we're all good.
Exactly.
So it's just, we're at different vibrations.
Yes.
Is what I understand. So that's where I'm gonna sit.
Yeah.
And because I believe that. And I do believe that you can, like we were talking about animal guides last week. And mm-hmm. so now we're going to kind of start to mix shows, I think. But you can work with your animal guides and like morph with mm-hmm. them mm-hmm. to get lessons or to have guidance. And mm-hmm. in this life, you know, you can do that as a in any kind of meditation, shamanic practice, whatever. I mean, that's something that's you can do, you know, because they're working and within you, you're with them, mm-hmm. however you want to look at it, to do a healing or receive.
So they help you.
Yeah.
Kind of take hold of you to tell you how to do this or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
you're kind of melding with them, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, like a morphing.
Short time, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so, and that, I know that that's totally possible.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just, and I, again, totally open to different viewpoints. And I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room.
I know,
and
Karen is,
we're getting some...
Karen's still talking about the aliens and...
Oh, the aliens coming in.
Yeah, some think they're part machine because witnesses say they don't seem right. Like, different species have different souls, animals have different souls. So we can't reincarnate as an alien. Well, I think...
Now, we might be talking about two different things at this point. Are you? Because I'm wondering, Karen, are you talking about aliens being in a human body? You know, mm-hmm. and so it's not, I guess it would be their version of a soul in a human body. And I do think that that's already happening, personally.
So, there's a book out. Stephanie Myers? I can't remember now. It's been such a long time since I read it. The gal that wrote the Twilight series also wrote another book, and it was about these aliens that called themselves souls, and they would come into planets, and they would be planted into somebody's, a human's head, and then they would take over that body, and then they were like...
Like a possession?
Yes, and then until they were taken out, this was their body.
So is this...
I should bring that. I'm going to have you read that, Heidi, because it really is a good book. And I
is
can't
it fiction
remember the
or
name of it. Stephanie Meyer. It's
like,
fiction.
Where
yeah,
come?
Totally fiction.
Oh, okay.
Totally
I'm
fiction.
Like, where is she coming
but, you know,
from
but that's
okay.
cool. But they call themselves souls. And then they have been on many different planets and many different solar systems. And, like, she was on another planet where she was, like, some kind of sea creature-ish thing. And then she came to this world and he was implanted in a human, you know? Yeah, crazy. I don't know, because we're talking about aliens and souls. That's what made me, I'm going to bring you that book. You got to read it when you have fun, because it's a good one.
So what Karen is saying, she's back in and saying that that they have alien bodies, I'm guessing then, that look like ours.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think so. I would think so. But then they're different than our, I mean, they're not like our souls. So I would think that you'd probably be able to feel something is different, because their vibration's probably different, too. Higher or lower, I don't know. I would imagine both ways.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of mind-boggling.
It is. You know, and it's interesting, too. God, we're almost at halfway.
I know, okay. My God.
Because there's, like, a couple of places I want to go with this. But, one, you know, talking with different people, and, you know, we have these human souls that keep coming back and learning these lessons, and we're moving, you know, ultimately towards a higher vibration, raising our consciousness, you know, all of that. But I've worked with people, and you meet people that something's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've met a couple of people, and my spirit guides have said to be careful around them.
Oh.
Because something's not right with their soul.
Mm.
And I know that there's things that can happen where they may not have integrated fully into their body through some, I don't know what happened, if it was in the birth process or just that was, you know, they weren't fully attaching or they were, something happened and they thought they were going to leave right away and they didn't. And now they're, I don't know, one foot in, one foot out.
Right.
I don't know. But then it's almost like it's a soul that's, it's not a soul. It's like hollow.
Oh.
That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
And my spirit guide, he said, you got to watch out for those.
Oh.
Because they're not, it's almost like there's a placeholder soul.
Oh.
I don't know how to describe it. And I hope I'm saying this correctly. I'm sure I'll hear about it afterwards. It's hard to see them when I'm focused and doing stuff like this. But he said, you got to watch it. Because I've had a couple of them come into my studio for work.
Oh, really?
You know, to Reiki or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, something's not right. And he's like, you got to watch it because something could be like hop in and hide and come in with them.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. And it's like a booby trap.
Oh.
I know.
Well, I don't like this, Heidi.
I know. I'm not kidding, though, because I had to ask him about it because I'm like, what is going on with that person?
Yeah.
You know, they seem all nice. Everything seems great. Yeah. But something doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Something's
like,
odd.
You gotta watch out because every once in a while, you're going to find one of these. And I'm like, what the heck? It's like a landmine or something you step on.
So what are they going to do, hurt you if you let them in or whatever, if you're not watching yourself?
Yeah.
Steal your soul?
No, but I think, I guess I shouldn't say no. I guess anything is possible. But they're, in my case, they're probably wanting to do damage.
Yes.
Because the work that I've done, and I know we've talked about this, my spirit guide has said quite clearly to Tim and I, we are wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Our poster is up in the post office of the other side.
Aww.
The dark side. Oh, we're on like the FBI's most wanted list in the post office or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Good God.
I know. And so they probably have like hitmen out.
The henchmen are out to get you.
I know, right? I shouldn't laugh. This is not even funny.
No, but you have spirit guides too who are there to help you, and if they see something, you know, they'll warn you, right?
Oh, I'm guessing. Yes, to the best of their abilities, absolutely. Yes. Whether I'm paying attention or not is totally
up. Yeah, well, but, same process. Oh my.
So a ton of stuff in the chat room here. Ooh. So anyway, hopefully I'm staying on track, and I'm sorry if I'm caught up in some of these tangents that I'm not paying attention to the chat room.
I know. Well, that's okay. I know I wasn't either. So, okay, so we're looking. But you know what? It's the half hour. So let's just go to break, and then we'll get back. We'll read through all these chat messages here, and when we come back, we'll have a look. So stay with us. We'll be back in two.
Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald from GHI, and you're listening to the Para-X Radio Network.
Demons, vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers, all of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
For the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
Heidi. What are you listening to? Heidi. Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey.
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling Radio Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Gathering here on the Para X Network.
Yes, and we have quite an animated conversation about souls tonight in the chat room. And oh my goodness, we were going up. I was sitting here with my mouth hanging open to the floor. I know nobody can see that. But, and, you know, I was staring at Heidi as she's talking about all this stuff, and the chat room's going crazy. So we have a little bit of catching up to do.
So what we were talking about when we left, and then we'll get on to some of the chat room questions here. But we were talking about this soul, like, holder. It's a placeholder in this human. And
yeah, I don't like that idea.
I know, right?
I'm really creeped out by this.
They were saying, they called it, in the chat room, they said Trojan horse. I'm like, that's
Trojan
totally,
horse.
Yeah, that's like what it is. It's like this booby trap.
Yeah.
You know, and another cat had said, well, maybe they're not picky on who they attack. And I don't think that they are, but I think some of them have, it's a focus. There's a reason, you know. It's almost like just letting bombs go off wherever, and or do you want it to go off where it's going to do some damage? So,
right.
So anyway, but yeah, that is scary. And there, I mean, if I think about it, I could probably count on one hand
the
ones that I
recognized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a whole bunch.
It makes my skin crawl. Can I just say,
isn't it cool though?
Really,
I mean, not cool, but cool.
Thinking about
that's even.
Yeah,
possible.
That even, yes, the book is The Host, Karen. Yep, Stephanie Meyer. And everybody, if you can get your hands on it, you should read it because it really is a good book. And it's totally not Twilight. Yes, no, but it's the same writer who wrote Twilight. And this is just a totally different genre and everything for her. And it's been out for a long time. And I read it years ago. And what made me think about it was this whole souls and the host and the aliens and whatever. And you know how my mind works. But anyway, it's a really good book. So I'm bringing it for Heidi next week.
Yes.
Because it's fabulous. If anybody wants to read a good book about these creatures called souls. But I don't know that it's our souls.
No.
Like, you know, they're aliens. But so are we going to talk about creation of souls now?
Yes.
Let's move on.
That was
in
the chat room.
Placeholder skin crawly thing. Yeah. Happy place. Let's do the happy place.
So someone in the chat room was asking about the creation of souls. Mm-hmm. And sorry, I can't scroll back enough because I'll lose my place again. Creation of souls. And again, I'm just going to say that I'm coming from my own place of understanding with all of this. And I am absolutely not an expert, and I am not an end-all be-all of all the information there is to know about souls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going off of what I've experienced and seen in my work and understand through my spirit guides. But there, the creation of souls, I mean, there are souls that are evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And as they evolve and ascend and raise their vibration, I know some can split and go into split into multiples. And so you have these creations of new souls that way. They're different than probably a new soul.
Mm-hmm.
Souls, from my understanding, were not the only place that they go. And actually, they talked about this in Ancient Aliens, which I was like, thank you.
Okay, I really have to watch this
you
show
have to watch
now.
This new season. Because it's like, they talk about this.
Yes.
That we're not the only... I mean, if you think how... I'll say ignorant. Do you have to be to think that this is the only place
right.
in the whole entire universe
right.
that exists with some kind of life form?
Right.
And so is it possible that we're, you know, going into other planets, other solar systems, other whatever, and reincarnating and going through processes somewhere else? So then why would this whole pool of souls be going to all these different places. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we have all these humans and more humans every decade yes. and century. And, you know, so these souls are coming in from other places. We're well, multiplying yeah. as we evolve and ascend. Yeah. Then they souls split and are create new souls.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my part of my understanding. I'm sure that there's tons out there, more information. And if anybody has an idea around what they've heard or believe, I'd love to hear it through the chat room as well. Other dimensions? Yeah, absolutely. So we have all of these human souls, or what incarnate into our human form, that are the vibration for this journey mm-hmm. and going to other places, and others are coming here. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
I'm
trying to read in the chat room.
I know there's a lot going on in the chat room. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to keep up and talk at the same time.
I know,
but it doesn't work very well.
Well, and you know, if you're whatever your religious belief is, they all have their own ideas for how souls are created, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, now Karen's asking, what do you think about the teachings of Michael and the way soul age is described?
I don't know that
I don't know what that is either.
No, that I'm not familiar with, so I can't answer that. But if there's someone else that has that knows that, I mean, I'm just not familiar, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that is either.
So anyway, yeah, I'll let someone else step in with that.
Well, and people are talking about how, you know, the brain can function without a soul. Really? Well, I imagine it can, but. Well, maybe that's what your placeholder Trojan people are.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't really have a soul, or they just have a part-time soul that kind of comes in every once in a while.
I mean, the soul is what, that's the whole
yes.
function behind the body.
Yes.
And the body is
a crude whatever.
It's just a
remember what Yoda said in Star Wars. Yeah.
It's just a vehicle. I mean, it's a great yeah. vehicle. It's an amazing vehicle, and we can mm-hmm. do a ton of cool stuff, but mm-hmm. we need the soul to
yes.
get it to run, you know,
yes.
fully. And
mm-hmm.
It's, I can't see that we would have this function without the soul. And,
yeah.
I'm trying to read the chat room. This is really choppy.
I know. There's just so. Karen is saying the age of souls likened to the human development, infant, toddler, etc.
In reference to,
well, I'm guessing it's the teachings of Michael. So I'm guessing. So when our soul comes into a new body, we start out as babies, right? But we could be centuries and centuries old, really.
Right.
But it's all wiped clean, right? So you come into this new life and you don't really remember anything.
For the most part, yeah. Wiped clean, because you're here to learn again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here to evolve. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be overwhelming if you can't remember everything.
No.
You would have a nervous breakdown the second you had any kind of
yeah.
recall, you would never be able to function.
Right.
And it's kind of like cheating, you know, if you get to, it's like looking back at the test for the
mm-hmm.
answers, you know,
mm-hmm.
you get to cheat, and it's mm-hmm. like, well, no, that's not why you're here again.
Mm-hmm.
You're here to see if you've learned and you're
yes.
growing in your,
yes.
in your evolvement. So.
And that makes sense. And there are younger souls and there are older souls.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can tell. Too.
Yeah.
I mean, most people can tell some
yeah.
to some degree when they're you know, with someone that's what we'd call an old soul versus a new soul. You know, it's so because you can tell people's vibration
mm-hmm.
is just a little different,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and their behavior, their ideas, their focus is different
mm-hmm.
when they're an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm like, I start looking off into the distance because
yeah,
I'm just getting all like, ooh, this is cool stuff. Okay, let me catch up here in the chat room.
Old souls, some people choose not to aim for any higher purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, that's free will.
Exactly.
You don't have to.
You don't.
You can come here can and just hit, you know, just kick back.
And relax. Have a good
or
life.
Or just coast.
Yes.
See what happens.
Yes.
And then we have a guest that's saying, some people's souls are sleepy or drowsy without a good connection. Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, not, again, that I'm yes or no, right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just, my personal belief is I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you come in and you miss a connection or you, kind of like we were talking about earlier, if
yeah.
you're not fully, like, integrated.
Yes.
Thing, that can shift your
yeah.
way of being,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if it's something that I would imagine is part of the birth process and it doesn't get connected, could you reconnect it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't tried that.
What about, so, you know, could do souls ever, like, if somebody's dying, can a soul pop into their body? Like, you see that in movies, right? Could that ever really take place? Like, for example, remember that show, The Ghost Whisperer? I know it was a cheesy show.
Mm-hmm.
But her husband supposedly died or something, and this other soul jumped into his body. Soul jumped into another person's body.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was kind of weird. Could that happen ever?
No. I mean, I say no. And as far as I know right now, no. Because it's like your spirit guides are going.
No, you can't do that.
No, because it's like you got to go check in. You know, you had this car, you're leasing it. You know, and
mm-hmm.
when it's time for a new lease, you got to go in and fill out the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
Like, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And that's how they've explained it to me. So you take off with the car.
Yeah.
You're like, uh-uh, I'm just going to go get another car. And
yeah.
you're out.
But yeah.
Like, no, you didn't even fill out the paperwork. Like, what are you doing? Get back here.
Yeah.
And, you know, could you do it? I suppose. Are you supposed to? I don't think so.
Yeah.
And would they... They really try and make sure that you follow the channels, because you gotta, you know, you gotta check in. You gotta see how you did. You gotta
mm-hmm.
see what you screwed up. You
yeah.
gotta see, like, the gold star,
right?
You know,
right?
And
right.
So, you have to check in before you come back.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yes.
You're gonna come, yeah, you come back, but you don't just get to jump right into another body before you go check in. My
right.
understanding again,
right?
I just you have to go.
Gotta kind of just hang out for a while.
Yeah, and there's other things to do. It's you're going to be maybe in spirit form for a while. You're
mm-hmm.
going to go somewhere else. You're going to do
mm-hmm.
so. You might not be in the right place energetically to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make sure that, you know, let's wrap this one up. Let's
yeah,
and then we'll have you go back, or
yeah.
we'll have you go somewhere else. You're certainly not done, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever you're, you know, with that body, you're still going to continue. You're still going to go somewhere else. You're going to learn. You're going to come
mm-hmm.
back here or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But to body jump just isn't, that's.
Yeah, well,
like,
I wouldn't think
just
so
have to
either.
Say it's not
but...
cool. Probably, you know, could you? I'm sure. But you probably get in trouble.
I would imagine.
Someone's going to get you into trouble.
It's kind of a radical idea, you know what I mean? But whatever, you know.
Ooh, so we've got a lot of, let's see here. I'm going to scroll back.
So Amy is talking about she wishes we would interview somebody named Bob Olson. Great talks he has with people with near-death experiences and also remembering past lives. Afterlife TV with Bob Olson. Yeah,
I read a book about that someone was doing that. I wonder if it's the same guy. If it is... I didn't agree with everything, but again, everybody teach their own.
That's right.
I will have to check that out. So thank you, Amy.
Yeah. And then Timepiece says, soul is of the earth, spirit is of the air. Cool program. Souls are ever and always ever, yes. Okay, sorry. I guess that wasn't really a question for us.
Yeah, that was just a statement. But yeah, souls are ever and ever and always.
Yeah.
I agree. We're eternal.
Yeah.
So, and then Kat was saying there's a theory on walk-ins, souls that strike a deal, take over another's body. Not sure if the belief is that both still reside or not. Oh, you know, I've heard about that.
About?
Walk-ins. I don't know much about it, though. I would have to do some checking and see what that's all about. I've heard the term.
Take over another's body.
Yeah. But there would have to be, like, to walk in, you'd have to have, I don't know if it's a preset agreement, or because the soul that's part of the body would have to be in on that.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's possession.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't that
well,
how
yeah.
it works? So
well, yeah.
that's one coming in and the other one doesn't want to go.
Well, yeah.
So if you're a walk-in, I guess it implies that it's not too hard, so someone's okay with it.
Yeah.
I'll have to check in on that. That's
an
interesting,
interesting
topic. Thanks, Kat. I want to look at
It's all very interesting, and I don't know, I think it's all kind of spooky, too. I got to say, I'm just new.
So, and then we have, Karen is asking, so Geist couldn't happen. Okay, so we saw a friend of ours made this movie called Geist. And it's, I think it's German for ghost or something.
Okay.
And it was actually filmed up at the Kirkbride.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It
okay.
was, so we went and watched it up in
Oh, you Falls. Told me about that. You told me about that, I
And
think.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was, and I, I'm so proud of my friend Eric Dunn. He is an amazing filmmaker. And this criminal jumps into bodies. If he is near someone when he is his body gets murdered, I think is how it went. I saw a few years ago. So then he jumped into a, like whatever body is closest.
Mm-hmm.
I think is how it was working. And could it happen? I suppose. You know, if someone is just heck bent on not leaving.
Yeah.
You know? But if they're that evil in their human form, it probably doesn't. They don't care about rules. So could it? I mean, anything's possible. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't run into, there's no absolutes. So, anyway, yeah. So I think that, sure, that movie could probably happen.
Oh my gosh. Crazy conversation tonight. I'm just saying, because I'm just sitting here.
And Kat saying, I don't think there's so much anyone in charge of enforcing whether or not a soul checks in, et cetera. Well, yeah, there is. I mean, that's why we have spirit guides.
Yes.
You know, and they're kind of, they can't make us do anything, but they can sure help us move the right direction.
Say, hey, this is, you're doing the wrong thing.
Right. Because paranormal investigating, we've run into souls that are running amok all over the place.
We do.
You know, and the longer they stay, sometimes the weirder they get. You know,
if they're not
in a healthy place when they're leaving, they may not be in the right place when they stay here.
No.
And so your spirit guides are kind of like watching, and eventually it's almost like they kind of work you into a corner and say, you really don't have anywhere else to go except with us. So let's go. And then you're like, okay, fine, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an order to it. You know, it's not just chaos and everybody just runs around and does whatever they want. As I've seen it, again, this is, you know, this could be seen differently in other belief systems or cultures or whatever. So my understanding, how I've seen it, is that there is an order to things and there's a hierarchy to things and there's a process to things.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would be just mass chaos.
Yes.
I mean, it would be
for sure.
Yeah. And I would expect that it would be if there wasn't some kind of system.
Order somehow.
I mean, it's just like our law system here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Our judicial system here. I mean, people run amok and they get in trouble and they pay the price, and lots of people follow the rules and they don't have any trouble. And so anyway, I would think it's sort of the same anyway. And then Kat was saying too, if there's enough people afraid of dying, a soul could possess someone. They'd be doing it constantly.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, but that, I would imagine, if that's part of your lesson, is to accept that this is a cycle and that death is not, it's not that, you know, because we have this eternal soul, there isn't really a death, you know. That,
you just keep moving.
So, yeah. And so I would expect that might be one of their soul lessons that they're trying to learn, is how to find peace with transition.
Yes.
Of some kind.
Two souls stuck in one body.
What about two souls stuck in one body?
Well, it says, what about two souls stuck in one body? Oh, like Siamese twins.
Well, Siamese
twins. It's still two souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two.
They just are stuck. The bodies are stuck together.
Yeah, their physical form doesn't have anything really to do with the soul.
Mm-hmm.
I will say right now, because I haven't really thought about it, but I would think that they'd have two independent souls.
Well, you would think, because they have two, like that, there's two, right close to where I live, they're Siamese twins, and it's that, I can't remember what their names are, but they're actually teachers at an elementary
school. Oh, I saw them on the news.
Yes. They live really close to me. I see them every once in a while in the park.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they have two souls. They have two brains. Oh, they have two everything.
I saw them in the news. I'm like, oh, for sure. Yeah. And yeah, because they were talking about their career and
how they're teachers. They're a teacher, fifth grade teacher or something. Yeah. Yeah. Well, for sure. You know? So, yeah, I don't know. This is really a bizarre topic, I got to say. It's more bizarre than what I thought.
Yeah.
It is a good bizarre. The creepy thing was about the placeholder, the Trojan thing, you know, that the not careful business.
Yeah,
that creeps me out big time, just saying.
I know it because I've seen it. And I've asked about it because I've seen it, and that's what they said. They're like, you just watch out for those.
So Amy's asking, is the brain the tether to the soul then?
I don't think so. For whatever reason, I want to say no.
Okay.
I don't know what is. I will have to find out. Mm-hmm. Because I'm getting no.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask more, and if I ask more, I'm going to stop talking.
Yes, we don't.
And that's bad for radio. Stop, yeah. So, I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone asked. That's a good question.
Wow, lots of really good questions. You guys are just great tonight.
This is fun stuff.
Crazy. Yeah.
And too, like this kind of thing too. If you guys have more that you want to talk about in another show, send us this kind of stuff because we'll put a show together around it and come up, you know, do some research ahead of time.
And maybe we can try to find this Bob Olson guy and that'd be fun to have him
talk
on.
To anybody.
Yeah,
and get their viewpoint on stuff. So
and see how this works. Craziness. What does tether our souls? We don't know what tethers our souls. Heidi's going to work on it with her spirit guides.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Have another show kind of on this topic down the road somewhere.
Yeah,
and then hopefully,
interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is really interesting.
It's just I love that there's different ways to look at this.
Yes,
you know, people come from different perspectives and your belief systems, and it's cool.
Yep.
I dig it.
It is.
I totally dig it.
It is. Love it.
There's a comment about it, the tether being the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It might be. It might be the brain. I'm hearing no, but I don't know. According to my spirit guides. So I'll just give you my two cents when I can do some checking.
And I'll find out. At a later date.
At a later date. We're going to put another show together about souls. It'll be part three or something.
We'll
get some more answers here.
Well, this is good stuff. Like we said, this is what we're here for. This is why we gather around this metaphysical table to talk through all this stuff.
Right.
Listen to the ideas and the opinions, and amazing how where it goes.
Yes.
Isn't it though? But yeah. So this is awesome.
Yeah, I think it's cool discussions, and so thank you everybody for participating tonight.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not done yet. We've got about five or so minutes, but, and then we're saying someone think it's not the tether of free will is
free
what
will.
Tethers.
Wow.
Or tether, not necessarily tethering, but steering wheel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to see exactly how this all connects up. And you think, like, I would have this answer, but I don't. I guess I've always just thought about soul being, it's just.
Yes.
Yeah. Everywhere. In your everything. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to get some details on that. I know. You're gonna sleep
crazy
with one
eye
open tonight now thinking about that Trojan horse thing.
Right? Yes, I am. I'm going to be up all night. And, you know, I just laugh because last night I didn't get any sleep either because my 18-year-old cat just has decided now she likes my portion of the bed and she wants me out.
You are going to get worked out.
I know. Maybe I should sleep in the other room tonight and see what happens.
See if she does it. She just wants a cuddle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to a question about... two souls in one body.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a interesting, because it doesn't work. You know, did a remote view once. And so this is my personal example, my personal experience. I did a remote view a long time ago, and I was so unprepared back mm-hmm. then of what I was doing. And I was going to a house that had activity. And so I'm here in my house, mm-hmm. traveling to a house that has paranormal activity to see what was going on, to prepare for an investigation.
Yeah.
And there was the spirit of an old man who had died in the house, and he had not left. And he was one of those crabby guys that, you know, the darn kids in mm-hmm. the yard.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Yeah. And, you know, peeking out the shade, you know, looking out the blinds, and those dang mm-hmm. kids are in the yard and whatever.
Just don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just grumpy mm-hmm. and they're walking on my grass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I see this. And I smell some alcohol and, you know, whatever. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, and I'm like standing behind him as he's looking out the blinds out his front window. And I said, okay, well, I see who's here. I wonder if there's anybody else. And just as I'm going to turn and start walking him through the rest of the house. And the cool thing about here is, just so we understand, when I'm doing a remote view, all the human beings are gone. So I'm not spying on anyone. I'm not like peeping Tom from the inside. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. It's like my spirit guides clear everybody out so I don't mm-hmm. interrupt someone in the shower or something like that. It's like, even if they're home, I won't see the humans. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I might see what they do there sometimes, like if they've done something bad, mm-hmm. you know, or they're doing divination and they're mm-hmm. not supposed to or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. so I might see behaviors and things like that, but I don't catch them in the act of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to turn from this guy. He's looking out the window. He's a spirit. And I can tell that he's maybe causing some of the ruckus there. Because he doesn't want to leave. It's his house, and it's his grass that these dang kids are walking on, and he's mad, and he's throwing stuff, and he's causing a fit. And so I'm just going to turn and look and see if there's anybody else, and he whips around and looks at me, and he's like, what are you doing in my house? I'm like,
oh, yeah.
He saw me.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh.
Gotta
so
get out of here now.
Spirits can see me.
Yeah.
People can't see me. I can't see them, but all bets are off when it's the spirit, because now we're kind of the same, because I don't have a body there. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a body.
Mm-hmm.
So I hightail it back, right?
Yeah.
Get back to my body. I follow my little pathway. And all of a sudden, I realize he followed me.
Oh, no. So he was here?
He was in my body.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gross.
It was totally gross. And it was really weird, because I felt like I was underwater.
Oh.
And because he was kind of in, like, trying to integrate. And so it made me feel weird. I felt like I was underwater. And he starts running amok. Oh, first of all, I had my cell phone, mm-hmm. you know, next to me. And I don't know if someone had called or something happened. And this is before screen lock and all mm-hmm. that fun stuff that we have now. Mm-hmm. So my phone, and I turned and looked at it, turns and looks at it, picks it up, starts punching stuff on it. Do you know how many, like, now it's autocorrect central. Mm-hmm. Back then it was just gibberish mm-hmm. going out to the whole world. Whoever was, whatever buttons were happening.
What did you do? How did you get rid of them?
He was punching buttons on my phone. I text my boss all sorts of stuff at the time. This was a long time ago. I text him all sorts of stuff that he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh my, I told him I sat on my phone. I'm like, because I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to tell him. And I get up. I started stumbling around. I couldn't walk. All I could smell was alcohol everywhere.
Gross.
Yeah, it was totally disgusting. Anyway, and I'm getting long on this, and we're going to have to go. But I eventually was able to push him out. But it was like swimming through Jell-O to get him out of there.
Oh, my God.
And then I knew, don't ever do remote views without proper protection. Because
Good
I didn't
God.
Know they could follow you back.
No.
I know, right?
Oh, that's
and
another creepy thing,
I guess,
you know?
Chat room said, tell him get off your lawn.
No kidding.
I totally had to tell him to get off my lawn.
Get out of my body,
you,
for God's sake.
Darn crabby guy. You get off my lawn. I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Gosh, okay. We got to go. It's 8:00.
And I apologize. I ran that to the
That's
end
okay,
of story,
because while I'm just looking at you like, what? You know, too bad we can't have this, you know, on camera, because, oh, my God, I'm sure the look on my face tonight was just horrified most of the time, but whatever. Anyway, so here we go. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. We're signing off.
Yes.
This is Stephanie and Heidi with The Gathering on Para X. Thanks, Sarge. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.